from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
What is going on?
Good morning.
You remember those moments where you're just randomly proud of someone or something? Like, it just kind of clicks in. I was thinking that I'd completely forgotten about it. Those tiny moments as a parent where you realize you're proud of your child.
Yes.
And not the big ones, the easy ones. And the things just like, oh, yeah, he got all A's on his thing. Or he hit 27 home runs in a game. Like, yeah, those are the easy ones. But I was just thinking about one with my son from the other day. I'd completely forgotten about it. So proud of him in this moment. Because we had to go to the store so he could get a gift for a birthday party. To bring to one of his friends at a birthday party and whatever. And so, of course, you know, you have to have a card. I would like to start a movement where you don't have to have a card anymore. Like it's perfectly acceptable for my son to go to another kid's birthday party, just hand him a gift card that just has his name on it.
Without a card?
That's it. Because the extra greeting card is, it goes right in the trash.
Yes.
So it's garbage.
Yeah.
And it's expensive garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
So you get like an actual card for the kids. I don't think kids get cards. I don't give them a card.
So do you just wrap it in a napkin?
Like, they get a gift bag and they get the gift. They just don't get a card.
Okay. But what if the gift is just a card? Then how do you give it to them?
Like a gift card.
That kind of card, then I put it inside of a card.
Okay, so that's what Zach is saying.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking that you were like, they got like an actual gift, and then you got a gift bag and all this stuff and a card. I thought you got the whole shebang.
Does that sound like me at all?
I don't know.
I think, and this is one of the few times in life I've agreed with both of you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, normally I agree with you, Zach, for something, or you, Monica. It's rare that I think both of you are right.
But that would seem like maybe it's rare that we agree.
That might be it, too. But, because you guys feel like, you know, children don't deserve steaks. For the most part, because they're going to waste it. They're going to mess around with it. Kids don't deserve, like, cards, greeting cards.
No.
Like, we should treat that like steak because they're not going to read it. They're opening it so everything falls out anyway. Like,
right, why just to find the good stuff.
Let's give them the extra $5 or $8 that we spent on the card.
Well, and let's get to my proud moment because as we were looking at all the cards in the store, which, I mean, you might as well just have the cha-ching sound effect off because they're ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. They were ridiculous anyway. And now that everything costs more, they've gotten even worse. So my son pulls out this one card and he's looking, oh, this one's kind of funny. That's good. $6.29.
Wow.
Which I would say is almost 29 cents more than what I'm willing for the entire gift to be for somebody else's kid. Really?
Oh,
and I'm
thinking,
oh my God, I mean, this I guess is going to be the one. And then he pulls out one other one and he starts reading it. And I said, oh, I kind of like this one too. I said, all right, well, you know, which one do you want? And he goes, well, how much is that other one? I said, it's $3.29. Yeah. And he said, well, how much is this one? The first one he liked. I said, $6.29. And he goes, I think we should go with the cheaper one.
Oh, smart.
Like, oh, hell to the yes.
That's my boy right there.
That's daddy's boy.
He knows.
He raised him right.
Had he followed it up with, and can I have a Dr. Pepper, I probably would have gotten it for him. I'd be like, kid?
Damn, I got to talk to Lennon. You got to leverage.
He didn't know his worth. That's what it was there. But I was just so proud. I'm like, look at you saving dad $3 that you didn't have to.
Isn't it really cool, though, when they do stuff like that, like responsible activities on their own that you don't push them to? I imagine as a parent for you guys, anytime like in a moment like that, you're like, maybe you do pay attention every once in a while.
It touches your heart. Like with Hendrix, I was proud of him for being like a little gentleman, just holding the door for someone, just paying attention to that. Like he held the door for mommy wanting to carry my stuff. I'm like, oh, that's special. But then another woman walks by and he, you know, well, he probably was checking her out, but I don't care. Whatever.
Of course. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Hey, let's not get into it.
I was like, maybe that's not the case.
Let's
maybe
not focus on the motivation for the action. Let's just focus on the action.
I believe the phrase you're looking for, Antoine, is don't hate the player, hate the game. I think that's who you're looking for.
Yeah, because he does, you know, get a little conversation going.
How
so,
you doing?
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Boy, he is going to make just a wonderful Casanova or a great doorman at a hotel. One or the other. Maybe both. Oh,
well,
who knows?
So Hendrick's going to be Casanova and Lennon's going to be a financial advisor.
I like that.
There we go.
I like the sound of that. I thought you were going to be like coupon clipper.
Oh, no,
like,
no. Well, you know.
Shout out to Mandy. She texted in. She and Botetot spent most of the night at the ER with her son. He broke his left humerus.
Nobody's making, no. You know, get well. I hope he gets well.
I know what you want to do.
What did you?
I know what she wants to do.
What did she want to do?
You know what she wants to do, Antoine. He broke his left humerus.
So, Monica, say what you were thinking.
I'm thinking that he is in my prayers. I hope that he gets better soon. Get some rest.
So you didn't find it to be humorous.
He just had to take it there, didn't he?
How dare he?
Just thought I'd help. Just thought I'd help.
Aunt Monica would never consider that. She would. You would never think of that, would you, Monica?
No.
No, you would never do that,
ever.
Right?
Tell me
lies. You liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, my gosh. Always being filmed. I feel like cameras are rolling all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't know who has video pictures of you. You just don't know anymore.
I just assume I'm being filmed at all times.
Constantly.
Yeah, because if it's not someone with their phone, it's going to be a traffic cam or a Ring doorbell or Mother Russia.
Just randomly in the background somewhere, someone else's video. I just
wonder what I'm in the background of things in other people's lives. Like, what am I in the background
of? I need that kind of technology.
Yeah.
To where I can type in my name or upload a picture of myself and find where I'm in the background of all the photos.
You almost want to start. Maybe we should start a website called Who the Hell Is That Guy?
Yes.
Zoom in on him.
Well, you just put it there, and then people could identify if it was them. That's me. I'm that guy. Who the hell is that guy?
I think this is a great idea.
Dude, this is really
I like that idea.
Good, stupid idea. It is.
Okay, with this woman, she was on an airplane, and the guy next to her, she like, as she's stretching her legs out, she notices that the guy right beside of her, he's taking pictures of her feet. Mm. The thing is, she had shoes on. So he was just...
he was taking a picture of shoes.
Shoes.
What if he works for Reebok? Did you think about that?
What's the rule on that, though? Like, maybe he just wanted to... Like, he just liked the shoes. Like, he could lean over and say, oh, I like those shoes.
Then he could lean over and say, I like those shoes.
Right.
You know, as opposed to going... Mm-hmm.
Let me take a picture and remember these shoes. But people are always taking pictures and stuff like that. What's the line on that?
Line is you could say, you know what? I actually really do like those shoes, and I'm kind of... Do you mind if I take a picture of them? Because I want to look them up. You know, that kind of thing.
I think that's it. I saw a pair of shoes over the weekend that I really liked. And I didn't want to necessarily go up to the person and tell them, like, you know what? I really appreciate your shoes, because you never know if somebody may feel like you're being sarcastic.
Right.
But I also wanted to remember what the shoes like.
So I was thinking
that I would take a picture of it so I could, like, you know, try to find them later. But I also didn't do that because I didn't want to be that creeper. But it really crossed my mind because I was intimidated to go talk to the person, but I wanted to know what the shoes looked like.
Did you find this situation to be humorous?
I did.
Is that what this is? Is that what we're doing here?
I
struggle. Here's another one that I struggle with, because this is the world we live in. And sometimes I will see a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I don't know, wearing either an outfit. Shoes is one that I notice a lot.
Yes.
So there are times where I see a woman, I'm like, you know, those are really cool shoes.
Yeah.
And I want to tell them that in a way that doesn't make them want to blow a rape whistle. And it's challenging as a man. So a lot of times I'm like, hi, I have no interest in you whatsoever, but those shoes are just cool. Just so you know, okay?
That's those.
I'm done. I'm walking away now with no further thought
of
this.
You've already done too much. I have no interest in you whatsoever. Then she's like, well, then are you saying that I don't look great?
See, this, I can't win, Antoine. Because if I don't say anything,
don't
I'll
say
be
anything.
Like, he is undressing me with his eyes. Oh, you like my shoes? We can suck on my toes next? Is that what we have here?
I like those shoes. That's
it's a no-win situation.
Yep.
Just got to close your eyes. Don't look at anything.
You know how they get mad sometimes where you're like, women want to spend. I don't want to spell women with men in it. You know, I saw Michelle Obama had with an X in the thing the other day. You know, I think we should replace the E in men, Antoine, with an L. Just put an L, because we're going to lose that.
Because that's what we're taking regardless.
Yeah, just take the top off. That's men. Moon. There it is. Take your L and move on.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Dropping some science on you.
Science.
Would do it. I'd do it to feel smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
Hey, don't worry about the motivation. Focus on the action. That's the motto for today.
You can get in those philosophical arguments that everything you do is self-motivated.
Yes.
Like you get something out of it. No matter what it is, it has a benefit for you. Because even if you do something and you give of yourself to other people, you get that satisfaction.
Yeah, you still feel good.
The most altruistic person is still getting satisfaction from whatever they do.
Right. So I think it's actually those people are fraudulent and liars because they act like they just don't care. No, everybody, you get I'm taking it, man.
Okay. I've earned it.
And I'm good. I've earned it. That's
so give
right.
Give us that science.
So astronomers have captured the first image of the Milky Way's huge black hole.
Terrifying, right? Looks terrifying.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a... Well, it looks like a butt.
I was about to wait for you to say it.
Like, yep. Yeah. See, because again, I'm not here for the smarts. So I'm here to make it look like I'm smart, because that is what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
So they also captured what it sounds like.
Okay.
So it's very just bizarre to think that this is what's going on out there in the middle of the Milky Way. So 250 million light years away, they have captured the sound of a black hole. I have no idea how they do that. And you have to pitch it up to hear it, because the actual sound says it's 50 octaves lower than the bottom note on a piano.
Okay.
So they got to just, you know, mess around a little bit. But here we go. Here's your black hole.
It sounds like we're being serenaded by whatever's on the other side.
Death.
Yep. Yeah.
Death, I believe.
It's like they're singing their song on their way.
Is there any way to throw a pebble through to see what happens?
I think they've flown. Haven't they flown things into black holes before?
I don't know.
I think they have. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, when you ask me things that are not on the piece of paper, this is where I lose the ability to at least sound smart. Right. Science! Yeah. Kids, whatever. That's something where you think about it, too. Now, when you were a kid, you assumed your teachers, boy, they were just so smart. They knew everything. And this is not to say that they're not, but it is also to say that they are holding the answer key at all times.
They are.
So if you take that away from them,
they figured it out.
How smart are they off the page? You ask them a question outside the book, I guarantee you there's plenty of them that science was not their passion, but they kind of ended up as the fourth grade science teacher, and they think, kids, you'll
learn. Start making sounds like the black hole.
Yeah,
right,
that's right. Ask that in the fifth grade. Guys, did I mention it was movie day? But you know what's going on. This actually seems like a practical and exciting use for virtual reality, augmented reality. Mm-hmm. There was some study the other day, or survey, and it was something along the lines of about 35 or 40% of people, and I think they're within their rights to say this, were quote-unquote scared about the future when it comes to virtual reality.
Oh, yeah.
Because you look at the megalomaniac overlords that are going to be ruling us, like Zuckerberg.
You just wonder who's going to be the person that says, all right, that's too far. We've done too much. And we just don't believe, we don't trust that person exists. We're like, more. Yeah. How invasive can we get?
Based on about, 10,000 years of human history, no one has stepped up to say at any point. So we're going to just keep going. This one I think is cool, though. So Google is focusing on trying to develop these augmented reality glasses. Uh-huh. So you put glasses on. So instead of putting a Wall-E helmet on or whatever it is to look like some sort of alien, you'd have these glasses on. And something that they're trying to do is you would be able to communicate with someone who was speaking a different language, and the glasses would translate it for you.
Okay.
See, now that's cool. Yeah.
I would like that.
Yes.
And when you say translated, that means like there'll be an earpiece, or am I reading it like subtitles?
Okay, let's see if you have asked something that is off the page. Let me check.
I mean, because both works. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering. I'm
just checking for the answers.
The most recent glass has seemed well suited for the challenge, a language translation.
You've been holding your hand to your face like a doctor when they have a chart. Well, you're like,
Antoine?
It's not on the paper.
Please ask when you get to the fifth grade. Thank you very much. Your teacher next year will know the answer to that one. But I thought that one was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, if nothing else, as our brains are being turned into cosmic sludge and thrown into the black hole, then we'll just at least know what that guy from India was yelling as he was thrown into the black hole, which I believe was, "Help me get this black hole!"
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
I would say it's time for us to get classy, but I believe it's time for us to get the regal.
Yes!
It is time.
Hello, my good man.
It is time for us to be regal.
Your regal voice, Antoine, it weirds me out a little bit.
Why?
I don't know.
For why?
See, it doesn't sound as regal, I think.
I don't know. It sounds like, keep going.
Today, in the backwards game, it is Shakespearean.
I just don't think you'd make it on Game of Thrones. Like, they wouldn't pick you if you auditioned.
But a puppet? Like, you know.
A puppet.
Like a little puppet. Bit. Like, a I think legal it's like, puppet. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a king, though. More like a prince.
You've said more disrespectful than that, so I'll take
it. That was
you're getting nicer, I guess.
You know, what's amazing is to be like, yeah, you know, that was, that's not the worst thing you've ever said.
I know. you said worse to nicer people.
So, well, okay. He is the puppet that is the host of this backwards game. So Antoine is going to host, and today we're doing Shakespeare.
Yes, we are doing some of the most iconic lines and iconic quotes from Shakespeare, and I, as the judge, the puppet judge, as Monica referred to me.
There you go. Like a kid show, like, you know, what show was that?
Your
where...
face is a kid show.
No, like, no.
Listen.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither, but it felt good to say it. But I will give a bonus point if you know the play that said line is from.
Ooh,
each time the line comes up.
All right.
So, in the first round, and I'm going to have Zach go first.
Okay.
Zach, the first Shakespearean.
Thank you, my good man.
The first Shakespearean line is "Et tu, Brute?"
Okay. So, thank you, my fine puppet.
Yes. Do you know what play that's from?
Caesar.
Good job. All well, right. Julius Caesar. I need you to say the full title.
Okay, sorry. You thought maybe I was Randy Caesar?
Yes. Little Caesars. Pizza.
Oh, that's right.
If you said that, then you still get a point, right?
All right. So the foreword is
"Et tu, Brute?" Yeah, he was on his deathbed. Uh-huh. Like, he was dying. Like, he'd just been backstabbed by his friend.
And front stabbed.
And front stabbed.
I think somebody stabbed him in the butt, too. Like, there are a lot of people stabbing that poor guy. So, yeah. Et tu, Brute?
I need to hear the pain.
All right. I need to bring the pain. So, I'm going to say it. I'm going to hear it backwards, and I'm going to say it. You know, I'll hear it two times, and then I will say it. We'll flip it around. We'll see what I can do with Et tu, Brute. All right. I'm set up and ready. So, here we go. Monica's in the soundproof chamber. Backwards, it is this time one.
Yes,
okay. Time two.
Yes,
yep.
I felt the pain.
Yes.
If nothing else, I felt the pain, but it actually sounded pretty good,
Antoine,
too.
Antoine, I channel my energies here. When you get up this early, you do feel like you're being stabbed.
It's just all of that right there.
I could do this play all day long. Let's make sure I got mine lined up as we hit this.
Yeah.
Okay, there's mine.
That was some pain.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're being stabbed, so you have to bring the pain. Monica is back from the soundproof chamber, and she is now going to hear Et tu, Brute two times backward. Here we go with time one.
Yes, Brute.
Time two.
Yes, Brute.
Yes, Brute.
It was a little bit of pain and a little bit of... Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here.
I felt a little rock and roll or something in there.
So you're like dancing a little bit?
I heard a little DMX in
something. But you never know how it's gonna sound turned around.
You really don't.
Okay.
All right, so mine was this.
Yes, whoosh, yep.
We are listening for Et tu, Brute. We flip it around and we get...
Hey, Susie.
Yes,
okay. Susie.
I hate
Susie.
Hey, too Susie. Susie was the biggest backstabbing girl in all of high school. Just so you know, I asked her to prom and she stabbed me with a fork. That's right, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Yes. I liked it, though. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Monica gave us.
Yes.
Kind of liked that a little less, I feel like.
I don't know. See, I liked it a little bit more. I'm just saying. We go flip it around and we get.
Hey, Susie.
One more time.
Hey, Susie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was it there for Zach. That's a point for Zach. Wait, hold on. You thought you were getting a point?
I did. I heard it. I heard everything.
Okay.
Hey. Shake your fast. Watch yourself.
If nothing else, children, you have to believe in yourself and no one else does.
No, that is true.
All right.
There's something to be said for blind confidence.
Round two. All right, Monica, you get the chance to be regal, and you get the chance for the bonus point that doesn't really exist. You're saying what you're going to have to say backwards is to be or not to be. What play is that from?
To be or not to be. That is Romeo and Juliet.
You know what's frustrating about this? Off air, Zach, me and Monica had a conversation about this line yesterday, and I told her it was from Hamlet.
Oh, Hamlet. That means you know what?
I told her yesterday. It was from Hamlet.
Oh, because we were talking about the spear, and I was like, which one is the hit in the spear? We did have the conversation, and
I
forgot. I'm
very disappointed in you that you didn't at least answer Hamilton. I would have accepted that as a closer answer.
And that is foolish, because we did have that conversation.
No, you had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
She retains nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Out of the room, and it just all disappeared. This never happened.
She left it here or something, I guess.
Yeah.
She's a goldfish.
It's gone.
It's gone after this.
Okay, so here it is forward. You're going to hear to be or not to be.
To be or not to be.
To be or not to be. From the great Shakespearean play, That Romeo.
That Romeo.
Little Romeo. I believe that's what it was. All right. I am going to enter the soundproof chamber, and you are going to hear to be or not to be backward two times. Here we go with time one.
I know.
Time two.
I know.
Even not know. Even.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know how I feel about it.
I don't know.
Antoine, how do you feel about it?
Not good.
No. I heard some mumbling.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
She had like peanut butter in her mouth.
Okay. Mm. Which is fine. Maybe sometimes you do need to just channel the peanut butter mouth in order to make it through the backwards
game. I
think
I got something.
Okay. Mm. Sometimes I do that too, but it's it's a mole or it's some sort of, a bump. I think I got something. Oh, it's a scam. All right, I'm going to hear to be or not to be two times backward. Here we go, time one.
I know.
Time two.
I know.
I know.
See, I feel a lot better about that one, Monica.
I got a little warm.
And this has nothing to do with you calling me a puppet. I just want to make sure it's clear in case anybody was wondering.
I didn't mean it as a puppet. I mean, like a
puppet.
Sounds like an angry puppet.
No, no.
All right, so let's hear Monica's.
All right, Monica is going to give us this.
Even not know even.
Okay. And we flip it around, and we're listening for to be or not to be, and we have
to be or not to be.
I don't.
This is grandma.
That
yeah, it got better when we flipped it.
To be or not to be.
Yep. Many things in life are better.
Yes.
When you flip it. You know how it is.
Ibis, I know Ibis.
Yeah. See, actually, I don't think mine's going to be that good. I just have a vibe. We're listening for to be or not to be. I flip it around, and we have.
To be or not to be.
Actually, it's very good.
Actually, yours is very good, but I'm giving a point to Monica.
Oh,
correct.
Well.
Because I have to. All right, so we're going to jump into the third and final round.
I sounded like the giant thing from the Neverending Story.
Allergic to you.
To be or not to be.
The question.
I feel like you had like a stick in your hand,
round
like you were waving it.
Three. I really do think I missed my calling as some sort of cartoon voice.
Voiceover.
Yes.
To be or not with somebody. Call the SpongeBob people. I think I could be on that. Here we go.
All right. So for this one, the last and final rounds, arguably one of the most famous Shakespearean quotes. And there are a couple of words. So you really have to focus.
Okay.
Ooh.
From Romeo and Juliet. Not even going to waste my time and make you guess.
Hamilton. Is it in Hamlet? It's in Hamlet. It's in Hamlet. Right? Is that what it is? Okay. So here it is. Monica, you can hear forward first, and then you can head on into the soundproof chamber.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo? A little softness to it.
Wherefore?
A little softness.
Ooh, that's the
love.
Unfair advantage for me. So, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Monica's heading into the soundproof chamber, and I'm going to listen real hard. Here we go. Time one.
Why am I right thou afraid?
Time two.
Why am I right thou afraid?
Why am I right thou afraid?
I really like the softness.
Trying to be seductive.
It was like a very soft mattress.
You did it?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I wanted to lay my body on your voice. It was very soft.
My sleep number was 5.
That was very soft.
Yep. I took it down real low. I wanted to be real soft. I wanted to seduce the puppet.
Calm him down.
It's an angry puppet, so I'm trying to calm him down. Monica, you're gonna hear Wherefore Art Thou Romeo two times backward, and then we'll find out who wins this thing. Here we go. Time one.
Well, you know, right thou afraid.
Time two.
Why am I right thou afraid?
Maybe no rhymes on Sam.
Feeling real good about mine.
I don't think I said anything.
I don't even.
I didn't hear it.
At any point in it. I'm so confused.
Oh my God. I think the computer just broke too. Hang on.
Oh no.
No, no. Hang on.
Did I lock up the computer?
Yes.
The computer was just as confused as the rest of us.
It said no.
Them.
Do it again.
Okay. Can I get rid of this last part with that? Okay. I think I saved it.
Okay.
I don't know what we've even bothered saving.
Something.
But it is there. So we are listening for Wherefore Art Thou, Romeo? And I gave you this.
Lame Racha Faye.
It does. It's very soft.
It's very soft. I want to rest.
It's like chamomile tea. All right, I'm going to flip it around. We are listening for Wherefore Art Thou, Romeo?
Yeah, first Romeo.
There you go.
My bad.
Yep.
I think
it's going to be the best one of the two, yeah, actually. Confident.
Yeah, fart, Romeo.
I do think I said, but Romeo, did you fart?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What's going on in there, Romeo?
Who's that fart, Romeo?
All right.
Monica?
Maybe no rhymes on sale.
Something's on sale.
You might as well have done a fart sound effect. That probably would have been better. All right, flip it around. We're listening for Wherefore Art Thou, Romeo, from Hamilton. Here it is.
Yes, Lord, now with me.
I heard Romeo right there.
You did?
I heard it right there. That, yeah, I heard
can
it.
You play one more time?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yes, Lord, now
Romeo.
Oh,
okay. Well, you put it that way.
Right
yeah. Yeah, give me my music.
Congratulations,
right.
Zach.
Yeah, I'll take that very much.
Congrats.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
We have watched, since September, how many minutes of television? We as a people.
Since September?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I know so the number that, goes that
it's
high.
It's about like 9 months, you know, something like
yeah.
How many minutes of television in that time?
I guess.
Go ahead, Monica.
Trillion.
I was thinking in the billions, but whatever number you say, I'm agree with.
4 trillion. Look at that. 4 trillion minutes of television since September. There was some study, and it does make sense. 55% of people said their favorite way to relax is to watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in on that. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of put it on there. Or I believe, actually, our favorite way these days as Americans to relax is to turn on a television and then ignore it while we're on our phone.
Yeah. While we get on, yes.
Yes.
Probably get on Facebook.
All the time.
Watching this show. I love that show. What happened? I don't even know. Netflix was far and away number one with 1.33 trillion minutes. CBS was next with 752 billion. I mean, lame.
Okay, that's the opposite end of the spectrum, too.
Yeah.
CBS and Netflix. Like two different demographics.
That's all because there's 12 old people that left their television on. That's all it is. It's with my mother-in-law's house. NBC third, 596, and then ABC fourth, 471 billion minutes. But we love us some TV.
Number two.
Number two trending, he's going to make one final appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he old and everything, but I think
it's one more.
Roll him out one more time.
Woo!
The great Ric Flair.
The nature boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The nature boy is going to come out there. He better be styling and profiling. I better hear something about all of his robes and his Rolexes and every other thing that he used to bark out. But he is going to take to the ring one final time.
Okay.
73 years old.
Okay.
So it's like my dad getting body slammed,
yeah.
Which is just, I can't. That's where you forget with these guys. After a while, you're like, that's like having your grandfather just get slammed all over the place.
So who is he going to be in the ring with?
They have not said that yet, but it's going to be on July 31st at the Nashville Fairgrounds, who has done a series of big things in the past and whatever. It's the day after SummerSlam, which is also in Nashville, and it will be streamed live on Fight TV, F-I-T-E.
He's going to be fighting somebody who's very gentle. That's what I'm hoping.
You think so?
Like a pillowcase.
His daughter.
His daughter, Charlotte, is not gentle.
No, she's not. I have to think she's going to be involved in it somehow, though, don't you?
She has to be there for her last match.
He hasn't wrestled since 2011, which I found hard to believe. I was like, that's it? Really? Figured he had dragged himself out there a few times. And his last WWE match was Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 2008.
Oh, I remember that match. It's so sad. Such a sad match.
Did somebody die?
It was like the retirement match. Like Ric Flair was holding on and Shawn Michaels had to old yeller him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, old yeller's back, kids. Congratulations.
Number one.
Speaking of kids, this don't surprise me at all. I didn't have to do no science book.
Science.
Tell you this one. But this study has said that having 3 or more children, you know, those people, they like to have big families.
Uh-huh.
And what do they always say, Monica? What do they try to say to those of us that have 2 kids?
That's it? No, for me. He said, that's it? You want to have you're made to have kids.
Well, but they argue, what do they always say? Well, you know, having 3, it's the same. Like,
Once you have 2, anything else?
It's just, you know, games on, it's whatever.
Yeah, well, let me tell you right now, they're a bunch of liars.
Because I'm a liar!
Here's the study. Having 3 or more children has a negative effect on late life cognitive behavior in your brain.
Which doesn't surprise me at all.
But you're just worrying.
Children melt your brain.
Yeah.
They absolutely
do. And late life. So that means it's not even while you're taking care of them. It's once you're done, you're like, oh, I could finally enjoy me, can enjoy our family. And then that's when it kicks in.
It's time for them to take care of you.
And they don't because they're gone. So they've just left. They're like, I don't want to stay. That's crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And so they're saying, you know, having additional children, of course, makes its bigger financial costs, mm-hmm. which reduces family income, which means you have a higher likelihood of falling below the poverty line. So there's all that. And
but there's more love.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. I don't find any. Remember, I can only give you the information that's on the piece of paper. I don't find anything here in here that says love heals all.
I'm going to tell you this. I've seen The Notebook and I've seen This Is Us. All the love in the world doesn't help you remember somebody's name.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Saying
I mean, one could argue that that's what's driven them to the forgetful point in the first place. Uh-huh. No. Yep. You know what they always say? Angry, crotchety, lonely old man. Something to be said for that. Yeah, decreases this dementia's up and the stress and all sorts of stuff. So, you know.
Yay?
Yay.
Mm.
Surround yourself with love as an uncle.
Yes.
That's the best way to do
uncle
this.
Uncle Twan.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, do you know what a line looks like? Now, I don't have a whole lot of faith in people, but I am pretty confident that if I asked you to draw a straight line on a piece of paper, you could do it. Look at you! Who's the big winner? Okay. So now you have a straight line. So, if I ask you as humans to line up in a straight line, I'd like to think you'd be able to do that as well, except you can't. Hey, dodos, if you go somewhere, like, say, the farmer's market, and there's a bunch of people standing in a line waiting for it to open, you don't just stand there at the entrance to try to sneak your way in.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a line.
What exactly do you think the rest of us are doing over here? Organized sunbathing? Waiting for an invisible bus to arrive? Self-checkout at the grocery store is another great example where these shady ignoramuses try to skeet themselves in.
Oh, were you in line?
No, just loitering. Love loitering. I get it. You don't want to wait in this line. I don't want to wait in this line either, but I do, because that's what normal humans who contribute to society do. Moving on, diary. I hate the playground. And it's not that I hate the playground all the time. Sometimes it's a great way to toss a couple kids out there, keep them occupied for a while. The problem is when it's the lure of the playground as an add-on. So like when I have to drag my butt to a boring old PTA meeting at the school, sit there, listen to talking, vote on stuff, and then all you want to do afterward is get home because you've been working all day, still need to make dinner, still have laundry, still got to make lunches for the next day, toilets are dirty, and
can we stay and play on the playground for a while?
No, honey, I'm sorry. Mommy and Daddy have a lot of...
Please! Everybody else is staying.
Yep. Don't mind us. We'll just sit here while you have joy, and then we'll finally get home and immediately be asked,
when's dinner? I'm hungry.
Ah, yes. Our little blessings. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
That's the way it goes. Yeah, always gotta head to the playground.
Try to get us to have more than two. Are they crazy?
As someone who is childless. I was a childish. As somebody without child, I see from afar like the playground. And the playground is like a black hole in a sense for kids because there's no like end of that fun. Mm-hmm. So every time somebody else shows up, it's like, oh, we can keep going. Right. So as long as kids keep coming, your kids aren't gonna want to leave.
Yeah. That's why I've learned it. Last night, we were walking away from baseball practice. Hey, Dad, can we stay at the...
No.
No, I'm sorry. We're
not starting this.
I'm hungry. No. Get out of here. Get in the car. Your playground
is laps.
You want to run laps?
No sliding boards.
AngerDiary.com. Never sliding boards. AngerDiary.com. As we say...
Not the day.
No. No. Sorry, Tuesday.
I woke up in beast mode.
And you won't cut us down.
You're not going to do it.
You can try. And darn it, I tell you what, Tuesday will try. Tuesday will try to do that to you. You know what else Tuesday tries to do?
What is that?
Tries to dress up like it's Wednesday.
It totally does. Mm-hmm. Oh, it does.
Yep.
Oh.
Comes in and is like, hey, everybody, I'm Wednesday. I'm hump day. No, you're not.
Take that mustache off Tuesday.
Stupid liar.
Take your glasses and the nose off.
So you text in to 52353, and a lot of people going through it this week. Not today, Tuesday. My kid has SOLs and is almost crying.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the stress that SOLs put on the kids and the teacher. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. So y'all just stop it. Just stop. Just go do the test. If it works, it works.
And then get the kids some ice cream.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ah, they don't. Treat. Yeah, they get ice cream. Everybody's ice cream for kids. I know when it goes both ways, because it's like, not today, having to proctor SOL testing. Ew. Like, no one wants to be involved in it. No one's like, I don't even want to touch these. Ah, worst. We didn't have SOLs. We had the Iowa Test of Basic Skills.
Okay.
And I did not grow up in Iowa. I don't know why.
They just brought it over.
Why was Iowa considered the standard for basic skills? I have no idea.
They had nothing else to do over there but study.
Antoine, I feel like we were having to lower ourselves to Iowa standards. I'm just saying, like, they were trying to do that. But they were the goofiest test.
Mm-hmm.
But and really, in hindsight, like, I don't know if they may have had as much significance as the SOLs, but the teachers really never led on to that. They were always like, look, these are not a big deal at all. Like, these are stupid, these tests. So I really think they were way more important than they led on. They were lying to us, mm-hmm. which you're always like, sure, right, I don't know, corn, there you go. Thank you very much.
And they're like, that doesn't help me.
Mom, can I move to Iowa?
Just basic skills. That's all we want to know. So what is your not today, Tuesday? Antoine's all sad and he's mad.
Yes.
And so now he needs to turn that frown upside down.
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of my funk. I'm saying not today to no basketball. And it was last night that there wasn't any NBA playoff basketball on TV. And I've been spoiled because every other night it's been on. So like the clock hits 7 o'clock. I'm like, but what do I watch? It's supposed to be basketball. I'm supposed to hear shoes squeaking. And so it just threw off my whole night, made me wake up in a weird mood. But Tuesday's not going to ruin it. Actually, Tuesday's coming through. Because
there's basketball.
So there's one game tonight.
You're not in a funk anymore. You've got some funk.
I got some funk now.
Some funk is ready
to
roll.
I'm feeling good. I got a little stride to my walk.
Yeah, that's right. He's ready to watch.
So I got basketball again.
Some squeaky shoes.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, let's see. Not today. What's our friend's name? It's on the phone here.
Olivia.
Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Oh,
hey, hello. Guys. How's it going?
I'm hello. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
So Antoine was all mad at yesterday, and now Olivia's all mad at today. We're trapped. What is your not today, Olivia?
So I'm saying not today to Taco Tuesday.
How dare you?
Yes!
No, just how dare
Finally!
You?
Finally! No. I'm sorry. It's not my side.
Yeah, Antoine is a known hater of Taco Tuesday because he's the only person we know who does not care for tacos.
I feel like they're overrated. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Oh, so she loves tacos.
Oh, okay,
wait a minute.
She loves tacos.
Which way is this going, Olivia?
I love tacos. But I love tacos so much that it's taken a toll on my health and my finances because I spend so much money on tacos. And I feel like I'm just trying to be a little bit healthier. So, I don't know. I need a break.
Okay. Well, then I feel like that's your own fault. Don't you blame Taco Tuesday.
Okay. See? So she said not today to herself then?
She's saying not today
to tacos and everything.
You know what it is? She's lashing out. That's exactly what this is.
All I'm saying, Olivia, is that if tacos is taking a hit on your health and taking a hit on your bank account, you shouldn't love something that doesn't love you back. And obviously, tacos, they don't love you back. So let's move on together. Aw,
man.
Tacos don't deserve you, Olivia.
She says,
I feel like Antoine got cheated on by tacos. Like, tacos slept with his girlfriend.
What are you doing?
Absolutely, yeah. Babe, what you doing with the burrito?
Uh-huh.
Not today.
Nope, not today, not ever. And I was with you the other day, Monica, because I feel the same way. Not today, screen time reminders and recaps.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I don't need the reminder. I know I'm on my phone.
Who asked you?
Yeah. Every Sunday morning. It's like, dun-dun-dun, bloop. Here's your alert. You've been on the phone 24 hours a day. No. It's like, mm-hmm. no.
And the most annoying part is it just pops over. And yes, I know you can turn this thing off.
It feels judgy.
Yeah.
It feels judgy. I don't. And by the time I try to reach up to go get it, to go turn it off, bloop, it runs back in the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how dare you?
Uh-huh.
So let you know you're on your phone.
Yeah.
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 We all are.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
And without me, you don't exist. Screen time reminder.
So yeah. Ask for that reminder.
Exactly.
I pay your taxes or something. You're paying your salary.
You exist.
Whatever that is.
So get your not today Tuesdays in. We got a bunch of texts rolling.
Yeah, I say not today to change.
Change.
As in coins.
Oh, okay. You're like, I will never evolve.
Quarters, dimes, nickels.
I don't like being different.
Forget it.
But just like, yeah, change. Just, you know, I just don't want it.
You don't want it.
I don't want it. And I'm like, I feel like I've been using cash lately.
Okay.
Like, okay.
That's weird in itself.
I know. Yeah.
Are
yeah,
you
I
running from creditors?
I know. Who are you hiding from?
Just use cash a little bit, you know? So I was like, okay, well, let me, you know, try to get rid of this change. I'm like, just keep the change. And sometimes it'll be like 90 cents. I'm like, dang it. Close to a dollar, I should keep that. I'm like, is there a reason to tip 90 cents? Yes, keep it, because I don't want the change.
90 cents is the worst.
It is.
It's just like, oh, what am I? It's so heavy.
Yeah,
it's so close to the dollar, so you feel like you should keep it. But 90 cents, that's a lot of coins.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it, that's still, at the very least,
it's a headache of coins.
It's still like 4 to 5 coins regardless. So it's like, oh.
Man, I tell you what, there's nothing worse, too, if you're at one of these places and they say it costs you $4.10. They go, would you like to round up? And you're like, ooh, I really wouldn't.
Oh, man.
90 cents is a lot to round up.
Like, would you like to round up? Because it's four. I'm like, for the kids, for, you know, kittens.
I am much happier when it's $4.96. You're like, I would like to round up.
Yes,
I
loud.
I am a giver.
Give me one of those things I can write my name on it and put it on the window.
Philanthropist. I am the wonderful man who getting a 90 cents. Oh, man, I don't know.
That's quite a bit. Kind of I should just buy something else.
You got gum right here. Text 52353, not today, to the bird that just pooped him a clean car.
Oh, no.
They always know.
Yeah.
Stupid birds. Not today. Recently lost this. Recently lost 10 pounds and had a student ask if I was pregnant. Not today. Alicia.
Ooh.
You know, not today, that student probably just did.
Okay, yeah, the student's not Alicia. Stupid. Alicia.
Oh, yeah, no,
right.
Alicia's the one who's lamenting the whole thing. Unless it was from a student named Alicia,
it's
then
like, why?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah, don't ever ask. Don't ever ask. There's your life lesson,
don't
kids.
Do that,
don't
no.
ever ask. Not today. Wet grass on my feet and sandals.
Oh, yeah.
This one sucks. Not today. Torn meniscus from turning left in my kitchen. Why?
Dang.
What breakdance move were you doing?
Nothing. That's the sad part. It's never a breakdance move. I never come in here and say, yes, I was breaking yesterday.
Uh-huh.
No, it's I sneezed while trying to get a spoon.
I was like, just trying to open the thing.
I was trying to live. That's all it was.
Oh,
trying to throw
goodness.
Away a piece of paper. It's a ripoff. The world is out to get Holly today, and
what's
Holly's husband's
Holly?
In big trouble, too, because it starts with not today. Alarm didn't go off. Husband left out the leftovers instead of putting them in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah,
yep. And the office breaker flipped off, so she had to restart all her office equipment and modem and log back in.
She's having a day.
You know what? The worst. That's the worst. So now
it's done.
If it gets any worse, just
take a nap.
Let's not even put it out there.
I always reset. I'm like, forget it. I'm not going to do this anymore. Not today. Falling down my outside steps and descend into my mulch and sending my coffee flying.
You know, a neighbor saw it too. If I'm like, dang, that's a way to start the morning.
And if you do have a Ring doorbell, I do like when my friends post them falling on their Ring doorbell. It's always fun. So if you want to go ahead and do that, thank you.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
So we have a tale of joy and a tale of woe. One of them comes from Antoine. One of them comes from Monica. So you know what? Who do you think is going to bring us the joy first, and then we will just have our days ruined?
Oh. All right, because while I am not a fan, I will support you guys and your lover of tacos and burritos and stuff.
I actually am very excited by this this development that they've come up with because I think it's a game changer for the burrito.
There are some engineering students from Johns Hopkins University, very, very smart and great lacrosse team, university, and they have created an edible adhesive tape to keep your burritos wrapped tight while you're still eating it.
It's
called Tasty Tape. So basically, it's just keeping your burrito closed so all the ingredients, all the food and stuff isn't going all over the place.
I like that idea. I don't know why you said tasty tape. I'm like, ooh, then you could just like smack tape on someone's lips and be like, shut your mouth and they eat the tape off.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Why
anyway,
did you get so violent?
I don't know.
No, I really feel like we should throw this segment to the side and sit down and talk about why Monica is so
angry. Did
you not
think about that?
Well, Antoine, I can tell you right now as an expert, violence is Monica's love language.
No,
that's all this is.
Y'all didn't think about that too? Like,
no.
Say that violence begets violence. So who slapped you across the lips with some tape, with some scotch tape that put this idea in your head?
Somebody wacky with some masking tape?
It was a teacher. It was a teacher that put it across about
it was Miss Whitehead. She told me to be quiet.
Monica's like, electrical tape doesn't taste any better either. I've tasted that one too. Don't like any of them.
But as of right now, the tape looks like a small rectangular strip. And they haven't told the ingredients because they're trying to patent it first so nobody steals it. But
okay.
It's something that we could see pretty soon in the future.
They also need to take the material because it's nice to keep it closed like that. But I also think you need an edible burrito butt that you sit the burrito in.
Look
so
at
while
all
you're,
these ideas.
Yeah, because when you're eating it, you know, sometimes some stuff will splooge out the backside. And it gets all over your hands. But if it catches in the burrito butt and then you just eat it, you're good to go.
I want to stop you while you're talking, Zach, because you're using words that's going to make Monica's brain work.
What?
Like you're like, oh, splooge and burrito butt and stuff. And
true.
Monica's brain will destroy that.
Well, you know what then? Monica, bring us your sad story.
Oh, sad and scary, right?
Oh,
because this
woman,
41-year-old woman, she is on life support after her excited dog crashed into her.
Good morning, everybody.
I know,
we
but
spent
it's
all
scary.
This time saying not today, Tuesday.
So she has a bull terrier, and she's, you know, the dog's really excited.
Uh-huh.
So the dog jumps up and headbutts her in the chin. She didn't think anything about it. The next day she woke up, she had a sore neck, and she went to the doctor, and she's like, you know, is it okay? They gave her some antibiotics because she said she was having a little issue swallowing.
Okay.
Well, it turned out the dog had cracked her teeth.
Oh.
And she developed an infection, which went into extreme swelling and closed her airways. And now she's on life support, all from playing with her pup. Scary. Be careful, people.
Man.
That's terrifying.
So let's go back to the tape.
Let's not.
Let's go back to the tape. It's terrifying. You just never know. But don't be scared. Just live your life, though.
Everything is
awesome. Thank you.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Pop singer Elle King, she's upset with Jack Harlow.
Okay.
She said that at the Billboard Music Awards over the weekend, he shut a door in her face. She said that he shut his dressing room door when she passed by in her wheelchair and said hi.
She has a sprained ankle, by
the way.
Yeah, she
does.
She's been tooling around on a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said that she had her selfie stick and she wanted to take a selfie with him, and he shut the door. Now, he says he did say hi, but he was trying to get dressed so he could run out on stage.
Okay. I mean,
so
if they gotta go out on stage, sometimes
it was a
they
time
have,
crunch.
You know, like three minutes.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Kind of thing.
It was a tight, you know, it wasn't the right time for pictures and selfies and stuff.
You know
so.
What? I'm going to take Jack Harlow's side
yes!
on this.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
And the reason is because I know what it's like where sometimes you have something going on. Like, you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
And I've had that
he
happen.
In a hurry.
It happens
yes.
with coworkers here sometimes. They say, do you have a minute? And I say, no. And then they still think like they can keep talking. I'm like, no, that meant I don't have a minute. Well, you don't even have a minute? No, and now I'm losing
not
time telling you that I don't have a minute.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't. I really actually don't have 1 minute to do anything.
Yeah, and the fact that she went on and she tweeted about it or whatever, says shut his dressing door when I passed by my wheelchair and said hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was like.
And I would say, I mean, she had a selfie stick, which to me is door slam worthy.
he said, I'm trying to get dressed.
Right,
so,
exactly. And
I'm sorry. He said, I said hi.
I didn't slam the door. One of my people shut it on you. So, you know, that's not his fault. I'm on his side.
Number 2.
Bobby Brown spending $1 million in one day. On what?
Well, and so this is back when it was Bobby and Whitney and they had all sorts of money. He's got some, I don't know if it's a documentary or a book or something coming out.
There's always something good he's
doing. But he one day just decided, I'm going to try to spend $1 million in a day.
Did I get this right? You talked about challenging yourself to spend $1 million in one day?
In one day.
Did you do it? And
yes,
how so?
I did. I bought 3 cars, a house. I believe I bought a watch. And that was it.
In one day?
In one day.
How'd that feel?
You said at the time it felt great, but then you said many years later, you said, I wish I hadn't done that stuff.
I wish I hadn't done it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think that's something that would ever age well. Like, I don't think anybody would spend $1 million in a day and then, like, a week later be like, you know what? I'm glad I did that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, look at it this way. I feel like you got a lot of stuff.
I mean, did get 3 cars, a watch, a home.
I mean, now you know, it's like, Bobby, what'd you do yesterday? Well, I went to Whole Foods.
Done.
Number 1.
People love BTS. Love, love, love. You can't say anything bad about BTS.
Nope.
They will go after you.
No,
right?
Zach. It is.
Zach, what did you already say?
No, Zach did something in the past.
Oh, his, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they attacked him on Twitter.
Yeah, yes.
That was a different Zach.
Oh, it was.
That was Zach Johnson.
I'll tell you what, it's the most attention I got on Twitter in a long time. So.
BTS.
You know, whatever. BTS sucks.
Oh,
fine.
You better stop. No,
follow me on Twitter, at K92Zach.
Z-A-C-K.
BTS sucks. Back to you.
They're doing a series of free workout videos on YouTube. So they want you to, you know, to help inspire and get people in shape. So you can go to YouTube and check out all their workouts.
Working out with BTS. Now, I had never thought of any of them to be jacked. I mean, they're all in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
I mean, they're thin, but I didn't know.
You keep talking junk about them.
I thought it was like an Antoine thing where he can just eat whatever he wants.
It's just
and
metabolism.
It doesn't matter. Like they kind of look like that to me.
But they work out.
Yeah. But
I guess
if you want to get swole,
work out with BTS
with
on
your
YouTube.
Favorite K-pop YouTube. Boy, that really what that is we have figured out every avenue to make money.
Yep.
And we are going to go ahead and make sure of that. Oh, man. We got a vacation invasion here in court today. What's Melody going to do about all of it? Hi, Melody.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
All right.
Your vacation has been infiltrated.
Uh-oh.
Tell Antoine and Monica what happened.
Oh, God. It's true.
She's so distraught. She's banging her head on the phone. Now, go ahead. What is it?
So, my husband, bless my husband, he decided that he was going to take care of our vacation this year, which I should have known. But, no, so he booked this vacation for just us, and he's super excited. He's going to do the thing for all by himself. He tells me, don't worry about it. Okay.
Right, which is great. You know, I will tell you what, as a person who has had to always feel like I'm the one who has to make the plans. It's vacation. You go, I don't care. Hey, whatever. You know, why don't you spend a bunch of hours finding houses? So it's nice when someone says, I got this.
Exactly, but then I remember that there's a reason why I'm usually the one who does it. So
I get reminded of the same thing. I know. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I wasn't worried about it until his best friend, this guy, John, let's call him John, comes over and he's talking about how excited he is for the beach trip next month.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened there?
The beach trip? ? Right. So turns out that my husband accidentally invited John and his wife.
Accidentally.
Yes. Accidental invite.
It's slipped sort of like and fail
right. Right. Yeah, you know, Antoine, when people accidentally cheat, you know, I didn't mean it. Yeah. Though, you know, I can see those situations where a conversation comes up, or maybe he was talking about, oh, we're going to go to the beach, and his buddy's like, yeah, we should totally go to the beach. Let's go. Let's do it. And then the next thing you know, you're like, I think I went to the beach with these people. I think this is happening here.
It happens for sure.
Yeah. So it's happening right
here,
right
now.
What are you
going to do? It's happening. Oh, well, I mean, look, I like John and I like his wife.
Good, because you're going to the beach with them. So have a great time.
Do I have to? Like,
yes.
I think you do.
You can't uninvite.
Yeah.
And when I say you, I mean you and your family as a unit. You can't pull that invite off the table.
I mean, you could, but understand that
the friendship's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can always find new people.
I had the accidental invite happen. And I was at a dinner and I was like, I told a relative, I'm like, hey, so we're going to have this get together and, you know, come over and whatever. And they said, oh, yes, it will be there. And then another relative was like, okay, well, I'm going to be there too. I can't wait for it. And the first relative that I told said, that was my babysitter. So why did you do that? And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you know. I can't say so.
Yeah, and that was tough too. With the accidental invite, the other way it can happen is third party accidental invite, where let's say Antoine is not invited to Monica's house for a party.
Yeah,
and then I end up going, all right, yeah, on Friday, you know, we got that thing at Monica's house.
What thing at Monica's house?
The party, the cookout and everything. And there, it's Monica's new vegetarian kickoff. We're going to have jackfruit.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I've been that person before to say that.
I'll text her about what time it is.
Right. And then you end up there. and then you have to invite that person. So, yes, I hope you enjoy your beach trip with your friends. It'll be fun, right? You like these people.
I do like these people. I just was really looking forward to vacation with just us.
Well, you have separate rooms.
Okay. Well, what, for her and her husband? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So you don't have to, you know, you're not spending.
Now you get to go on another vacation with just your husband. So really, he's gifted
Hopefully.
You a bonus vacation.
Hopefully that's the case.
Because vacations are free, right? That's how this works.
Yeah.
Be quiet, Antoine.
There are few things better on earth than being able to sit back and pass judgment on others, Monica. I'll tell you what, it's just nice to sometimes be able to do that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Antoine is being accused of being a jerk.
I am being accused of being a jerk.
So he's going to present his case, and then we get to decide if he's a jerk. This is great.
Because I was flat out called a jerk to my face, and I just don't think I did anything wrong, so I need your help.
Okay.
So over the past weekend, you know, they had the WWE Sunday Stunner event at the Berglund Center.
Yeah, we had another text just a minute ago. They were super thankful because we gave them tickets and they went and they had a great time.
All right. And so as we've talked about on the show, I also work with the Salem Red Sox.
Yes, you
so
do.
So I went to the wrestling show with the staff and crew.
You're a jerk.
For the Salem Red Sox. So what happened was we all met downtown, right? Because they were getting dinner, you know, drinks and whatever before the show. And so we were talking, so I'm like, all right, where did everybody park at, et cetera, et cetera. And they told me, they said, hey, we are going to walk over and save money so we don't have to pay for parking. So we're going to walk from downtown to the Berglund Center, which is, what would you say, like 3 miles, maybe, something like that?
Oh, it's not that far.
It's not far, but it's far enough.
It's far
enough. All right, so
I
had no intention of walking over, and which was fine. So after we left the restaurant that we were at, we went separate ways. I went to my vehicle to drive. They went to do whatever to walk over. And as they are walking, I'm driving past them and I see them. So I think it's nice for me to acknowledge them. So I rolled the window down and I honked the horn. I was like, hey guys, hey, see you over there.
Is that my bestie in a taxi?
And then when they finally made it, because I had to wait a little while for them to walk across the bridge, and they were huffing and puffing. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you're a jerk. I'm like, how am I a jerk? I'm like, you said you wanted to walk. There's too many. There's too many to fit in my vehicle.
You can take the ladies.
There's too many.
No, you women are. I thought ladies were supposed to be all strong and equal.
We are very
now,
strong.
So we leave you.
We are very strong.
We take the weak men. But,
and they said, I was told that I became the jerk when I rolled the window down, honked the horn, and yelled hello. Like,
is that my bestie in a taxi?
That was the part that made me the jerk. They like, you're not supposed to acknowledge us. I thought I should. Well, so I don't think I did something wrong. I just waved to my friends.
So when you left the restaurant, did you say, hey, I'm going to go hop in my car?
I told them from the jump, I'm like, oh, I'm driving over because I may leave early. So they knew.
So they could have said, hey, I'm going to ride with you then.
They had opportunity to stake their claim, and they didn't.
Which, by the way, if they had already declared that they were too cheap to pay for parking and they were going to walk, then that's the road that they had already selected.
But he announced it to the group, so I mean, I would have been like, hold on,
I don't want to misrepresent the situation. I didn't announce it to the group. There were like two people at the end of the table that I was at, and I told them.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
I was like, no, I'm going to drive
over. So you
told
the two people.
I'm going to drive over there.
And they said what? They said,
and they were like, oh, okay.
Anton, I feel like if you picked them up, you're only enabling their behavior at this point.
Right?
Because society's always going to take care of them.
If I was one of the two people, I would have been like, well, you know what? You're driving over. I'm going to ride with you. And then I looked at the other person and be like, that's on you, buddy.
And then they had the nerve, so I stayed the whole show. And then, like, after I'm leaving, wait a minute, Monica, relax. As I'm leaving, they're like, oh, are you not going to offer to drive any of us back?
No.
And I'm like, well, I can fit a couple of you. No, that's okay. We're good. I'm like, wait a minute. What about? I'm so confused on what I was supposed to do.
So you didn't offer them a ride back to the you know, pick up their vehicles?
I kind of did. Like, it was in jest. Like, I didn't expect them to say yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, you get up out of your chair and you walk on back to the parking lot and you see Antoine's car back there. And I tell you what, it doesn't say Lyft.
It does
don't
not
say Lyft on the side of
Lyft
it.
Lyft or Uber on it. Mm-mm. Not with these gas prices.
He said, I was going to say gas prices.
Exactly.
Did you point to the, what is it, Sheets? Look at Sheets. Look at that gas price.
And
right
really,
there.
I just want to say thank you to them because they were the ones that provided the ticket for me. So I really appreciate. Thank you so much, Stephen and Blair and Lior and Kayla and Joey and
all
Peyton.
That's
and
a crew.
Raleigh and Tanner.
And I want to tell
that's a crew.
Maggie.
All of them that,
you know, forgetting somebody.
Anybody named Maggie, you got to give a ride to Maggie. Maggie can be 80 years old and she's still an infant.
Maggie has to get a ride.
You give Maggie a ride. That's a kid's
shout
name
out to
forever.
Maggie.
Even if you're 50.
That infant name.
Oh, man.
Shout out to them. So
am I the jerk?
No, man.
Thank you, Zach.
I think they all got nice toned thighs now, too. That courtesy of you.
Good cardio. Extra steps.
You just care about health. And just because you want to acknowledge your friendships, it would have been very disappointing if you just drove on by like you were some sort of person who thought you were better than them, as opposed to driving by to acknowledge that you're better than them.
Exactly. Yeah. I wanted them to know that I know.
Right. Whoever had the biggest meal is upset.
Everybody knows.
I think it's important for people to understand that sometimes it's okay to regret their decisions. So Antoine's just letting them know. You could have planned
in advance.
You know how they always say that? You know, when you're driving, you're stuck in traffic. You could be home right now if you lived here.
Yeah.
That's it. You could be at wrestling right now if you were me.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.